Good morning, everyone. Bass, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Good morning, everyone. This is Buzz Croner from San Antonio, Texas, Team Elite for the last 18 years. And I'm excited about this call, as I've been listening to the General's calls over the years. I love them so much. And then, what was it, 4 or 5 weeks ago, where we started actually doing this Friday product call, is I thought, oh, my gosh, what a brilliant idea to take the time to teach the people of the many, many products that I've been able to experience, my wife Maureen, over the last 21-plus years, 22 years. And I got a call the other day from Gary DeRitter and said, Buzz, I'd like you and Maureen to talk about a product this Friday. And I said, well, what product? He said, Jungle Moles. And I said, you know, I'll be glad to do it, but you really have the wrong person. What you need to get on this call is Dr. Bass Nair. He was involved with the Jungle Moles. He's been involved with the business for many years. And if we could get him on this call, I'll be glad to do the intro. But really what you do is get Dr. Bass Nair on the call and let him tell the story and about the Jungle Moles. So, folks, I'm, with my great pleasure, I want to introduce Dr. Bass Nair, give you a little bit of a background, and listen closely because this is really impressive. You got to understand that I've known Bass for 20-plus years. He's in my group. We've worked closely together for all these years, and I have the greatest respect for this man of what he's accomplished. And he's actually done something that nobody else has done. I called the company yesterday to be sure of this and talked to my Blue Diamond account manager, and I asked if there were any other MDs that have made it to the Team Elite level, at least in the United States, and they said that they don't know of anyone. So this is pretty impressive. So here we go. Dr. Bass Nair is board-certified member pediatrics of the Royal College of Physicians of London, England, Royal College of Physicians of Canada, and fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics of the USA. He's a member of the American Medical Association and various other prestigious medical societies in the world, practicing pediatrics in Houston, Texas for over 30 years. He's an avid athlete and has represented the national cricket team of India when he was a teenager and had his photograph in for the front cover of Sports Illustrated at one time. He's an inventor, holds a U.S. patent for products that was used at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Get this, he's a marathon runner and has run over 15 marathons and finished all of them within the qualifying times. Naturally, he insists in fitness and nutrition, especially in children and their parents, and he produced a visionary video, which I remember clearly 15 years ago, predicting a pediatric epidemic in the USA because of poor eating habits, and which unfortunately now has come true. He joined Nu Skin 20 years ago while working full-time as a busy pediatrician and working part-time in Nu Skin, and he became a Blue Diamond in just 3 years. And he's been Team Elite for over 10 years. He is a former chairman emeritus of the Nu Skin Pharmanex Medical Advisory Board for the distributors for several years and helped in the formulation of the Jungle Moles when it was originally released many years ago and produced an audio tape on Jungle Moles for distributors at that time. Who better than Dr. Nair to interview our scientist today than Dr. Bass Nair? Bass, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. This is so cool that you know, I get to introduce you and everybody gets to meet you who don't know you and of course, hear about this great product. So, Bass, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Bass. Good morning. Hello, good morning, and welcome. And what a great morning to do this pediatric call on a Good Friday morning when families get together, kids are running around in your family. And here I am as a pediatrician talking about pediatric nutrition. That's a great start for all of us. Buzz mentioned, I've been with this company for many years, and I was fortunate enough to work as a member of the Medical Advisory Board for distributors and eventually became a chairman emeritus of this board. And I had the privilege and pleasure and honor of working with many, many scientists in the formulation of many products, and Jungle Moles was my pet product at that time. And this was about 20 years ago when we started doing nutrition in children. And I did an audio cassette. No longer does audio cassettes exist, as we all know. Now it's all CDs and DVDs. So it's my great honor to be on this call and talk about pediatric nutrition and get on to the actual call. Before I do that, just want to kind of refresh our memories on what exactly is the importance of pediatric nutrition starting from day one onwards when babies are born. As we all know, what we feed the baby from day one onwards sets the tone for the baby's health for the future. Therefore, it is absolutely, totally important for us all to understand pediatric nutrition, because that's where everything begins. Good things and bad things are created as we are born, and therefore nutrition in particular leads on to pediatric health and wellness and fitness, but unfortunately at the same time, obesity and bad health. So I kind of predicted this 15 years ago, 17 years ago, when my own pediatric population, my practice was getting obese, and the internet was coming on board, and that lack of activity. And I saw this, I did a video predicting that this is going to happen. Let's stop the school lunches with grease and fat and all that kind of stuff and take away the vending machines. But nobody listened to me at that time. Here we are now, 17 years later. Michelle Obama, thankfully, is forcing schools to do this now. So with that kind of preamble, I must say to all of us who are listening to this call, that it's our responsibility to talk about pediatric nutrition to our kids, our parents, our grandparents. And what better timing than this now to introduce our guest for this conversation with me, Steve Lake. Steve, are you on board?
I am.
Here we are. Steve, it's my honor and privilege to introduce you as well. I understand you're the director of global product marketing, especially for Jungle Malt SCS. Is that correct, Steve?
That is correct.
Okay. Without much further ado, Steve, let me just get the ball rolling here. Could you please tell us what are the nutritional needs of children?
Well, Dr. Nair, you probably, well, you definitely know this more than I do about what those physiological and nutritional needs are from day one, as you indicated. But just think for a minute about what your child's body is going through. They're growing at this amazing rate, and their bones and muscles and organs are all expanding, and the amount of energy and nutrition that's required to get all of that done is really phenomenal. And if you have children, you've seen that kind of energy. So this growth requires building blocks for proper development. And every bodily function requires micronutrients and macronutrients, and every tissue has nutritional needs, and every cell performs some really important part in a child's life, and they all need these nutritional building blocks. And adding these needs to growth rates, and so you can see in your own kids just how important nutrition could be.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Now, I must add there, Steve, that children's brain, you know, the growth of brain happens, 80% is done by the time the child is about 4 to 5 years of age, and therefore it behooves for us to understand that what nutrition, how much of importance nutrition plays in the growth of a baby over to 4 to 5 years of age, and we call that the ages and stages in pediatric development, and therefore nutrition becomes extremely important in a fast-growing baby, as you said. Now, let me ask you, why do children need vitamin and mineral supplementation, Steve?
Well, you know, like most adults, most children don't get the necessary nutrition from their diet alone, and that is really a reflection on us as parents. Our lives have a huge effect on our kids. And we have busy schedules. We work and we exercise and we have hobbies and we have friends that we want to and need to socialize with. And that makes it hard for us to really eat properly. And that affects our kids as well. How often do we see the parents, the busy parents in the drive-thrus at the fast food restaurants? We got kids in the back seat, and, you know, our Western diets aren't conducive to really great nutrition. You know, we don't have time to fix meals that are loaded with fresh fruits and vegetables, and we use all these convenience foods that have lower nutritional values, whether they're at the fast food restaurant or whether we pull them out of the freezer or they're from a box off the shelf at the grocery store. So many children are overfed but undernourished. We give them a lot of calories, but they lack the micronutrients that they need. And studies show that a significant portion of children ages 2 to 12 ingest less than the recommended daily allowances of nutrients like vitamins A, D, some of the B vitamins, and calcium and magnesium, as well as iron. So, you know, we make ourselves feel a little better. And I speak as a parent, knowing that we're feeding them those fortified cereals, like Lucky Charms, with 12 essential vitamins and minerals. And that's just not enough, is it?
Right. Let me just add there one thing based on what you just said, Steve. I recently read an article on pediatric nutrition which said, you know, the fast food effect on pediatric behavior is now being mentioned very often in pediatric articles and journals. They are beginning to wonder if there's a reason why kids are getting more depressed and more behavioral problems such as hyperactive ADHD, ADD. And there's also apparently a link to autism, which is now a very big topic in pediatrics, as we all know. A lot of research is being done, and a link to pediatric nutrition and the associated fast food story that we are all hearing, obesity, these are all intertwined to what we are discussing here. Another scary thought you just mentioned, calcium, is that about 50% of United States children in the adolescent age are already osteopenic, and a few of them are already osteoporotic. I mean, it's a very, very frightening thought. Where does that come from? Well, from fast food. The commonest vegetable eaten by children in the United States, Steve, guess what?
French fries.
That's just amazing. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead. So,
no,
what do you think? Keep going.
That is fine. I mean, you are the expert here. So, anyway, kids just don't get enough, do they? They just don't get enough of the nutrition that they need. So, while I admit that pizza is nearly the most perfect food on the planet, and I eat far too much of it, it's not enough. And kids eat a lot of that, and Wonder Bread, and Go-Gurts, and Happy Meals, and that's what's typical, and that's unfortunate for our children.
Yes, absolutely. The fast food story is frightening, isn't it? Okay, so now let's get on to our product discussion here. Steve, tell us why Jungle Malt's SCS is such a great nutritional supplement for children.
Well, first of all, it was formulated based on the most up-to-date science. Our scientists are extremely passionate about nutrition, and they all have children, and so it's something they really care about. Jungle Malt contains significant levels of 28 vitamins and minerals and different phytonutrients that are essential for children's health. And these micronutrients They help your children balance their diets so that so they can grow and develop as they should. Let's just take, for example, bone health. You mentioned calcium for just a minute ago. The calcium that's required for that rapid growth in your kid's bones is pretty significant. They require somewhere between 700 and 1,300 milligrams of calcium per day, depending on their age. And a glass of milk provides about 300 milligrams. Jungamals gives you 100 to 300 milligrams per day, depending on your dosage, which depends on your child's age. And so let's just compare that. The number one pediatrician-recommended children's vitamin in the United States is Flintstones. Okay? Flintstones delivers 21 vitamins and minerals. Jungamals delivers 2 to 3 times as much calcium as Flintstones. So if you're giving your kids a Flintstones gummy, you're getting no calcium at all, zero. You can't get calcium in a lovely little gummy. So magnesium, which is also critical for bone growth. Kids need somewhere between 80 and 240 milligrams per day. Jungamals delivers 50 to 150. And again, that's 5 times what you get in a Flintstones chewable. But if you're giving them a gummy, they get no magnesium at all. So we really try to pack the Jungamals with every nutrient possible that kids need. Now, it's not the only thing they need. You still need to feed them a healthy diet. But this really helps. It supplements your efforts to keep your kids on a healthy track. So immune system. We have vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, zinc, iron. The bottom line is that Jungamals is complete. It's formulated with solid science and designed to supplement the great and healthy diets that you feed your children. So it's a fantastic product.
Yes, I remember when we started formulating this many, many years ago, and we had discussions in the Distributors Medical Advisory Board. And I did some studies on comparative products out there in the market, such as what you mentioned, Flintstones and many other products out there. So I remember spending about 2 hours in the Walgreens or CVS store there and did all the comparisons between what we were trying to produce at that time, the Jungamals, and the products out there. And then when we started comparing what we already had and then formulated that even further to benefit the children with our Jungamals product, it was amazing that what we could do with our product Jungamals. And as a pediatrician, and not really mentioning any particular product to my pediatric population, saying you should go buy Flintstones, I used to say, just go look at the shelves and bring me back some of those products out there so that I can recommend to you what is best based on the ingredients. And what I found with Jungamals at that time was there was absolutely, totally no comparison whatsoever between our products and other products. And the reason I say that is because independently, when you look at a product, you compare the RDA, the actual ingredients, and how much of varieties of vitamins and minerals we have in the products. And as you correctly said, we have in Jungamals 28 vitamins, whereas no other products even came close. Steve, that was just an incredible product. I said to myself, you know, what a great company to be part of the medical advisory board for the distributors and be part of the so many scientists that we used to work with. So moving on, I see that you've added an SCS to Jungamals these days. What does the SCS mean in the Jungamals name?
Well, in the United States, we have added the SCS, which means skin carotenoid score. which means that Jungamals is certified to deliver critical antioxidants for your children. And that can be measured with the biophotonic scanner. So, Dr. Nair, you know this, that every day we are bombarded with tens of thousands of free radical hits. And we hear about free radicals and antioxidants in the media and in advertising a lot. But let me just give a brief explanation for those who may not be familiar with it. Free radicals are molecules that steal electrons from other molecules. And when a free radical molecule encounters a normal molecule inside your body, an electron is stolen. And that normal molecule either stops functioning or stops functioning properly. And so as these free radicals bombard your cells, they damage the molecules and they damage the cells, which causes apoptosis or cell death. It also causes cell dysfunction. It's a major contributor of aging. And even though we don't think of children and aging, from the moment we're born, we start marching down the road of aging, and free radical damage is a major factor in that. Now, free radicals are produced through internal and external sources. Some of the external sources that produce free radicals are sun exposure, excess physical activity, pollution, and stress. You just think about how much time your kids spend outside playing hard, running, and sweating. A lot of us live in cities, and how often do we stand, you know, next to cars and buses that are idling with pollution? So free radical damage is bombarding our kids. Free radicals are also produced inside their bodies. Every metabolic process creates some kind of free radical, and just think about the metabolisms of your kids. You know, I wish I had the metabolism of my children, but I don't, and unfortunately it shows. If you could all see me, you'd know what I'm talking about. So there are things that combat free radicals, and they're called antioxidants. And our bodies produce some of those internally to protect us, but most of the antioxidants we get from our diets, and they're found predominantly in fruits and vegetables. But what antioxidants do is they're molecules that have an electron to give. So when they encounter a free radical, the free radical steals the electron. Both are neutralized, I guess. That free radical is neutralized, and they're both swept from the body. So what we need in our bodies is more antioxidants and fewer free radicals, and that goes for our children as well. And we know how difficult it is for our children to eat enough fruits and vegetables. You know, my own kids turned up their nose at several vegetables. We always, that was always a battle at the dinner table. But that's why the SCS is so important, because Jungamals is full of great antioxidants. So, and that effectiveness, that antioxidant effectiveness can be measured with the biophotonic scanner.
That's awesome, because we're the only company who can do that, even in pediatrics. I must say, you know, there was one time I took the hand off a baby who was just a week old, put it on the biophotonic scanner, blue laser, and measured the antioxidant score, and it came at almost 65,000. And I turned around and asked the mother, "Are you not breastfeeding this child?" The answer was absolutely yes, she was breastfeeding. Then I took another child who was bottle-fed around 1 month of age, a few of those, just to see what the score might be. And majority of those babies scored less than 40 to 30,000. So there was significant difference in breasted infants versus bottle-fed infants. And thanks to biophotonic scanner, we were able to measure those baselines. One other thing I want to say is you mentioned a little bit about the vitamins and minerals. Now, we are talking about vitality and genes and genetic expression chromosomes, DNAs, and all these big words these days. You know, you mentioned free radical damage to the cells. DNA takes about 70,000 free radical hits per cell per day, which is an awful amount of hits that they get. Now, in the jungle moss, I remember we talked about minerals, and then looking at the jungle moss minerals, we have copper in there, which is an interesting mineral because based on what we know now on gene expression, believe it or not, copper is a very important mineral that plays a very important part in the gene expression. So here is a link between pediatrics and vitality and gene expression in some of the things that we are talking about these days. One other thing I also want to add is why isn't there fluoride in jungle moss? I have been asked this question as a pediatrician many a time. And the answer is fluoride is not FDA approved for use in dietary supplements.
Right.
Fluoride administration must be individually assessed by a physician or a dentist in consideration of local drinking water fluoridation practices and dental health. So that's the answer to that. Steve, let me quickly, in the interest of time, ask you, it sounds like jungle moss is a perfect, absolutely perfect multivitamin for our kids, don't you think?
Well, it's pretty darn close. Yeah, it's the best one out on the market. And we recognize that it's hard to get kids to take their vitamins sometimes. So flavoring is really important. We've tested dozens of flavors, variations on hundreds of children, and it turns out that this product was preferred. Over 88% of the children liked it, which is pretty amazing. Flavoring vitamins and minerals is really tough. Most vitamins aren't too hard to flavor. Some of them are a bit tough, but the minerals are really difficult to mask and to cover up. Some of the mineral sour and bitter notes show up on your tongue immediately. Some take a few seconds to show up, and so you've got to just get the flavoring just right. And we use all natural flavors. We try really hard to use only natural sweeteners, and that's what we've got in there mostly. There's an equivalent of about a quarter of a teaspoon of sugar. Now, Mary Poppins sang the song, a teaspoon of sugar helps the medicine go down, and that's really why we flavor this and use some sugars to help the kids get those in their bodies. Jungle moss would be a great supplement all by itself, but if your kids won't eat them, then they can't do any good for them. So
I agree with you. Yes, absolutely. They won't take it. It's no good. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Are there other products that our children could take with jungle moss?
Oh, absolutely. I would highly recommend that you get some kind of omega-3 fatty acids in them. Optimal Omega, Marine Omega, both of those are large soft gel capsules, but what we have a lot of parents doing is they just poke a hole in it and squeeze the contents into a hot cereal or a yogurt or mix it into peanut butter. The omega-3s are so important for brain development, and as you mentioned, 80% of brain development happens in those early years. So get some omega-3s in there. There's a product called Core Omega. It's not ours, but that's a good option as well. But, you know, I've got Mark Bartlett, our vice president of research. I was talking to him about that the other day, and he said, oh, my kids just chew the Optimum Omega. They just put them in their mouth and pop them and chew them up and swallow. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. But
I got to tell you something funny there. I gave jungle moss chewable vitamins to a grandma who brought two of her grandkids to me. And gave her a bottle. And 10 days later, she came back and she said, look, Dr. Nair, I don't have any teeth. I chew these jungle moss with my teeth, my gums. I don't have any teeth. And I loved the jungle moss, so she took the whole bottle in 10 days. She took three times the dose. And she still today continues to take jungle moss and says,
That's great
stuff for my gums.
That's great.
Let me ask you one other question. You were in charge of 52 countries with the jungle moss. And what country has the number one usage of jungle moss? Is it the United States?
It's not the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not. It's actually the number of people that use jungle moss is pretty low here in the United States. And that's really disappointing because we are one of the countries that really, really needs it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a very important statement. We are ashamed. I am ashamed to say that the United States is not the number one country in taking jungle moss. Let's do something about it. What country is up there out of the 52 countries, Steve?
We've got Korea, which is our number one jungle moss.
Isn't that something?
Right. Yeah.
Small country, one-fifth of what we are. And they are better than the United States. Well, we need to do something about it. So that goes hand in hand with the pediatric obesity and poor health of our children. We got to get this education going through our distributors for the community out there.
Thank you. Dr. Nair, I don't know why anyone wouldn't have each of their children on a Jungle Moss ADR. It's $18. $18 a month to give your children the nutrients that they need to grow, to develop, to become healthy, to stay healthy. I just, you know, it kind of breaks my heart, actually, that we have all these distributors out there who are on LifePak ADRs, and I know that there's more kids out there. And so, you know, if you're listening on this call, think about that for just a minute. If you're on LifePak and your kids are not on jungle moss, why?
Yes. Why? That's a very good question. Absolutely, Steve. I think it's our responsibility to educate the distributors and the community out there, as I just said. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this going. Every child, every one that you know of, your kids, grandkids, and every friend's kids and so on should be on jungle moss because it is the best product out there. I don't say this because I'm a Nu Skin distributor. I say this as a pediatrician right from the bottom of my heart because I've done the research. There is no better product out there than jungle moss SES and the skin carotenoid score that we can measure as a baseline, put them on jungle moss today, and then measure the kids again in 2 months' time, and let's see the difference.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, do we have some kind of a special that we can get this ball rolling?
We do.
Today?
Yeah, the market staff has put together a special. So if you'll buy a Marine Omega, you'll get a jungle moss for free. So buy a Marine Omega, get a jungle moss, use the Marine Omega with your kids and yourself, and start, get going. So that's pretty generous.